Good morning and welcome to worship at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. We are grateful for your presence, those of you who are here in person and all of you joining us online. I want to say thank you for all of your prayers and graciousness as I had to miss last Sunday. I was recovering from the flu. Thank you for your prayers, and thank you to Joe Davis, who within just a couple of days was willing to fill in and write up a sermon. I am doing much better, thank goodness, and will hopefully be well for Christmas. This afternoon at 2 o'clock, the Agape Circle is going to meet here at the church in the parking lot or in the parking lot to go caroling. If you'd like to join them, they've got music books, and we'll give you all of the details this afternoon at 2 o'clock in the parking lot. As you can see, our Angel Tree gifts are due today. We had 15 students that we have been able to help provide Christmas for. If anyone else needs the reminder, they are due today, so please bring those by this afternoon. This week, we have our Advent Wednesday evening meal at 5:30 and our service at 6:30. Next Sunday is going to be a fun Sunday. It is going to be our children's Christmas worship service. Our candlelight service on Christmas Eve is going to be at 9 o'clock this year, and that's just a hard time for kiddos to come. They're hopefully already getting ready for bed at that point, and so we are going to provide a Christmas worship service for our children next Sunday, so be ready for a very fun worship service. Also, this is a misprint in the bulletin. Next Monday, December 19th, Agape is actually going to meet at 6 o'clock at the Barbecue Center for their Christmas party. That will be updated in next week's bulletin. As you might be aware, the December newsletter still has not gone out. Hopefully this week, I'm going to put together a December and January combined newsletter. So be on the lookout for that. And we are still waiting on our 2023 offering envelopes to arrive. We ordered them back in the summer, and the company that we use, they're very behind. They know that we want them and need them. So I just want to let you know that we are aware that they are not here yet. Hopefully it'll be soon, but in the meantime, if you need to use just a regular envelope, that is fine too. This did not make it in the bulletin, but Joe Davis is having knee replacement surgery on Tuesday, so if you could be in prayer for him and his recovery. We have a couple of birthdays this week. Brandon Hedrick and Greg Kepley, and Frank and Janine Hamilton are having their wedding anniversary. Let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand, and comfort them when they are discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Neil has an announcement. So Neil just presented Boyd with the 2022 Men's Group Man of the Year Award. And Boyd does not like any attention brought on himself, but he gives so much of his time and energy and resources to this church. And Boyd, we are thankful for you. I have a couple of cards here. One is from Edwina. We gave a prayer shawl to one of Edwina's friends a few weeks ago, and Edwina writes, "I appreciate the prayer shawl that your congregation blessed for my friend Edna. Please continue to pray as she undergoes treatments for metastatic melanoma. What a blessing the prayer shawl ministry is to those who need comfort. Love, Edwina." We have two prayer shawls that we're going to bless in just a minute. But I got a card this week in the mail from a student at Lenoir Rhine University. So I don't know how many of you are aware of this, but we continue to have a scholarship, the Roy Lopp Scholarship Fund at Lenoir Rhine, that gets given out annually to a student. So this student's name is Bethany Perry, and she's a biology major at Lenoir Rhine. She writes, "Dear Holly Grove Lutheran Church, each day as I attend class at Lenoir Rhine, I'm reminded of your generosity and graciousness with the Roy Lohr Scholarship Fund. I am so very honored to have received this scholarship as it makes my education possible. Thank you for making my dream a reality. Because of your support, I'm able to work towards my degree in biology. I hope to meet you at the scholarship luncheon. Thank you again, Bethany Perry." So what a gift it is to her, to help her with her education. So we have two prayer shawls today. This brown or tan one is for Mike Medlin. Mike is the brother of one of Karen Beck's dearest friends, and he is going through a lot of health concerns and has a lot of complications. So Karen asks that we bless this prayer shawl for Mike. And this prayer shawl is for J.C. Taylor, who was at our veterans breakfast a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago now. He was supposed to be the Grand Marshal of the parade in Lexington for Veterans Day, but of course it got rained out. So our fellowship committee invited him to be our guest of honor. So this is given to him in grateful appreciation for his service to our country. Let us pray. God, we give you thanks that when we come to you in prayer, you are already ready to receive our words, the things that we don't say, to receive what is on our hearts and minds. We thank you for the prayer shawl ministry here at Holly Grove Lutheran Church, for the folks who knit and crochet, and for the folks who provide the resources for the yarn. This is a ministry that helps people in our community to know that they are thought of, that they are loved and cared for by us here at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. We lift up to you this morning Mike and JC. We ask that you would be with each of them, meet them where they are, and give them what they each need. As each of them feels the weight of this prayer shawl on their lap or their shoulders, we ask that they would feel the weight of our love and prayers here at Holly Grove. In Jesus' name, amen. Are there any other announcements that I am forgetting this morning? Herbert. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. So many people who are on our prayer list are having good reports. Carrie Fritz is doing well. And so we have, yes, so many hard things going on in our lives and our loved ones' lives, but there are good things as well. Let us now prepare our hearts for worship as we listen to the prelude. Thank you. please stand? Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God who alone does wonders, who lifts up the lowly, who fills the hungry with good things. Amen. Let us confess our sin, trusting in the tender mercy of our God. God, for whom we wait, in the presence of one another, we confess our sin before you. We fail in believing that your good news is for us. We falter in our call to tend your creation. We find our sense of self in material wealth. We fear those different from ourselves. We forget that we are your children and turn away from your love. Forgive us, Blessed One, and assure us again of your saving grace. Amen. God in Christ Jesus has looked with favor upon you. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, your sins are forgiven. You are children of the Most High, inheritors of the eternal promise, and recipients of divine mercy. God strengthens you anew to follow the way of peace. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Stir up the wills of all who look to you, Lord God, and strengthen our faith in your coming, that transformed by grace, we may walk in your way. through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. So I don't know if you've noticed, but on the altar behind me is a paper chain. This is the paper chain that we made at Camp Formation this summer. There were four groups of students, and I gave each of them a theme for each week. So there was a group that wrote prayers for peace. There was a group that wrote prayers for hope. There's a group that wrote prayers for joy, the pink candle, and a group that wrote prayers for love. I simply asked them to each write a prayer or a hope that they had for the world, and we made our Advent paper chain from it. And as I read each hope and prayer, I was so moved at the depth that each of these students wrote their hopes and prayers with. So often our culture, and even in the church, we can be hard on young people. But I find so much hope for the future of our church in our young people. And so today, as we light the pink candle, which symbolizes joy, we read aloud the prayers and hopes that our confirmation students had for joy. May there be joy for the people in Ukraine. May there be joy for the whole world. May there be joy in the hearts of all who suffer. May there be joy in the hearts of all the Ukrainian refugees. May there be joy in the struggle and in the waiting. May there be joy in the hardship and pain of losing someone you love. May there be joy for everyone. May there be joy in the hearts of all who mourn. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
A reading from Isaiah. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are of a fearful heart, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. He will come with vengeance, with terrible recompense. He will come and save you. The eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For water shall break forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. The haunt of jackals shall become a swamp. The grass shall become reeds and rushes. A highway shall be there, and it shall be called the Holy Way. The unclean shall not travel on it, but it shall be for God's people. No traveler, not even fools, shall go astray. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast come upon it. They shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads, and they shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Word of God, word of life. The psalm is 146. Happy are they who have the God of Jacob for their help, who made heaven and earth, the seas, and all that is in them.
Who
gives justice to those who are oppressed and food to those who hunger.
The
Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down.
The Lord loves the righteous.
The Lord cares for the stranger.
The Lord
sustains
the orphan and
widow, but frustrates the way of the needy. The Lord shall reign forever. A reading from James. Be patient, therefore, beloved, until the coming of the Lord. The farmer waits for the precious crop from the earth, being patient with it until it receives the early and the late rains. You also must be patient. Strengthen your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is near. Beloved, do not grumble against one another, so that you may not be judged. See, the judge is standing at the doors. As an example of suffering and patience, beloved, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. Word of God, word of life.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 11th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. When John heard in prison what the Messiah was doing, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another?" Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them. And blessed is anyone who takes no offense at me." As they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to look at? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? Someone dressed in soft robes? Look, those who wear soft robes are in royal places. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you.' Truly I tell you, among those born of women, no one has arisen greater than John the Baptist, yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated, and I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's blessing. Good morning, Sawyer. Good morning, Calvin. Good morning, Cameron. Hi, Kate. Good morning, everybody. Thanks for coming up this morning. I don't know if you have noticed, but in one of the songs that we sang this morning, and in some of the scripture readings, they talk about creation praising God. The flowing streams, the bright morning star calling us to praise Jesus. So we come to worship on Sundays to worship and praise Jesus, but have you ever thought about creation worshiping and praising God? In just a little bit, we're going to sing a song, Joy to the World. And part of Joy to the World says, and heaven and nature sing. Heaven and nature sing. How do you think heaven, how do you think nature sings to God? Have you ever thought about that? Well, I have a book here, and I'm not going to read the whole book, but I thought it would be helpful for us to look at some of the pictures, because this book is about how on the night that Jesus was born, nature and creation knew that something special was happening, and all of these different kinds of creatures were offering their praise to God. So I thought this would give us some ideas. So this page talks about the leaves. The leaves were rustling their praise to God. Have you ever thought that when a tree, when the leaves move on a tree, that maybe that sound praises God? Let's see, what's on this page? Oh, here's a big brown bear and a fox and some deers, and they are running to go see the baby Jesus. And so maybe by their running and by their roars and the sound that they make, they are praising God. Let's see, what's on this page? Oh, fish. And fish and otters and ducklings. How do you think the fish praise God? Maybe by swimming? Do you think that they praise God by swimming? How about the ducks? Do you think they praise God? I think so too. By saying quack, 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 quack. I think so too. How about this page? Ooh, what's this? That's a lion. How do you think the lion praises God? It kind of shows us in the picture. What do you think he's doing?
Roar.
A big, big roar. I think that's how the lion praises God. Oh, do you know what's on this page? These are the angels. The angels that praised Jesus when he was born. Right? The song we're going to sing later says, let heaven and nature sing. So the angels are singing too. And although we don't know what it sounds like when angels sing, I bet it's quite beautiful. And so look at all of these animals. They are going to worship the baby Jesus. They're going to sing praises to him, and they're going to sing praises to God with their voices and with their sounds and with their bodies. And so, what? I don't know, Calvin. I bet the angels were singing when you were born and that God rejoiced greatly. I think when each of you and when all of us are born, that God is so happy and so joyful that I bet even though we don't hear them, that there are songs of joy being sung over us, right? There's actually a scripture that talks about God singing over us. And so God delights greatly in us. So I just wanted to show you some of the pictures in this book to help us get some images and ideas in our mind that yes, humans worship and praise God, but all of nature sings and praises God, and all of nature worships God. And so we heard that in some of the songs today. We're going to hear it in the song we sing at the end of service. And over the next few weeks, as we think about some of our other Christmas songs, this is the thing that we do to thank God for sending us Jesus, is we offer praise. And all of creation joins us in that. Will you pray with me? Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for our church. And thank you for all nature. Help us to listen and to look with our eyes so that we can see and hear nature praising you. Help us to praise you as well. We love you, God. Amen. Thank you for coming up. You may go back to your seats. So I did forget one announcement, and because it is kind of time sensitive, I'm going to go ahead and lift it up. Christmas designations are available. So if you would like to offer a designation for someone that you love in their honor or in their memory, there are forms available at both entrances. We can either do a poinsettia, or we are doing something different this year. If you'd like to give a gift to the backpack program in honor or in memory of someone, that is an option as well. So if you'd like to do that, there are sign-up sheets at either door. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father and Mother, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I have been excited for today all week long. One, I've been excited to see you all. It was awful not being here last Sunday. I missed you, and as most of you know, Sundays are my favorite day of the week because we get to be together, and I get to see you, and I get to look in your eyes and give you hugs, and so I have been so excited for today. One, to see you. Two, because it's the Sunday that we light the pink candle as we are journeying through Advent, which is a season of waiting and watching and hoping. It can be kind of a hard season, and it can be a long season. And so in the midst of that comes the Sunday, which we think about and ponder joy, the joy of the Lord. And so the colors of the candles, they lighten just a little bit with the joy that we have in God. This Sunday is sometimes called the Pink Candle Sunday. The official name is Gaudete Sunday. It comes from the Latin word rejoice, which is a part of our different scriptures. So it's Pink Candle Sunday today. And I've been excited for today because we get to sing some of my favorite hymns together. Yes, I sing along to them at home, and yes, I sing to them in the car. But there's something about singing some of your favorite songs or hymns with the people that you love that just makes it feel even more special. And so today we sang Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee, and at the end of the service, we are going to sing Joy to the World. When either of them come on my radio, I can't help but sing. But my goodness, hearing all of us sing it together today filled my heart with joy. I really love hymns. And Joy to the World is actually an Advent hymn, although it is the most published Christian hymn, Christmas hymn in North America, it's actually an Advent hymn. And I'm going to talk about that in just a minute. This Advent, on our Wednesday evenings, we are looking at different Christmas hymns. We are looking at why they were written, how they were written, and what they mean for us today. You know, there are so many beautiful lyrics in Christmas hymns, and so we're spending just a little bit more time looking at those. This past Wednesday night, we looked at O Come All Ye Faithful, and how that whole hymn is a call for all of us to come and worship and praise God and give God thanks for all that God has done and is doing and will do in Jesus. And so Joy to the World, as of 2020, it was the most published Christmas hymn in North America. It was written by Isaac Watts, who was an English pastor in the 1700s. Isaac Watts has also written some other hymns that we love. O God, Our Help in Ages Past. The Lenten hymn, Alas, Did My Savior Bleed. He also wrote, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. So Isaac Watts, he wrote Joy to the World. It was first published in 1719, 300 years ago. And Watts wrote this hymn based on Psalm 98, which talks about creation praising God. And so in the context of Advent and Christmas, he wrote this song, this hymn, to help us have more images about heaven and nature, praising God at the coming of our King. If we are honest with ourselves, we are all longing for joy on some level. Because the truth is, if joy were up to us, I think that Advent might be the hardest time of the year to have joy and be joyful. And this doesn't really make sense to our minds because we're getting ready for a Merry Christmas. But for one reason or another, I think most of us are overwhelmed or stressed or even weary. Always in Advent, our schedules are too busy because we fill them full to the brim, full with good things, but still they are full. And so often in Advent, we are overwhelmed and overcommitted and maybe even overtired. Financially, Advent can be a stressful time because we want to do more and we want to spend more than we maybe should. Or maybe spend more than what we have, because we sort of give in to these impossible cultural standards of receiving and giving. And then let's face it, there's just some hard stuff going on in the world. The war is still raging in Ukraine. There's violence in our own country. There's division all throughout our country. There is a lot of sickness right now. Just look at our prayer list. It gets longer and longer every week. People are struggling physically, emotionally, relationally. And then there are many among us and many in our church family who have lost loved ones. Some in this past year and some longer than that, but the pain of losing that person is still with us. And I'm very mindful that today is the 1 year anniversary of Robin Beck's death. And that last pink candle Sunday, we all found out that he had died. Loss and grief and sorrow are ever with us. And so there are a lot of reasons why Advent and the Christmas season can be hard for us and the ones we love. It's not so easy to have a happy holiday or a Merry Christmas. And then I don't know if you're like me, but we feel guilty for not being happy or merry. And isn't that what we're supposed to do and be this time of year? No. And whether you need this reminder or you need this as permission, it's okay if you don't feel happy or cheerful or merry, because God doesn't call us to be any of these things. The joy that we are pondering this Sunday, the joy that we are remembering that we have in God, is not based on us. It's not based on anything we do. It's entirely rooted in who God is. It's entirely rooted in what God has done, in what God is doing, and what God will do in Christ Jesus. Thank goodness joy isn't up to us, because it can be awfully hard to muster up or to produce. Brothers and sisters, joy is God's gift to us. So maybe we could all be reminded of this joy during Advent, because Advent is a season of waiting and watching, a season where we wait and watch for the Christ child as we join our hearts and our minds with all the faithful people long ago who also watched and waited and hoped for the coming Messiah, the one for whom John the Baptist announced would be coming into the world, the Word made flesh. And also in Advent, we wait for the coming of Christ that is yet to be at the end of time. We say in the communion liturgy, Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Because we do believe that at the end of time, Christ will come and will gather up all of God's beloved people and will mend all that sin has torn apart. And yet, the present tense verbs in Joy to the World that we are about to sing remind us and assure us that there is a present Advent as well. Advent isn't just about waiting and watching for the Christ child and waiting and watching for the coming of Christ at the end of time. There is a present Advent where Jesus, our Emmanuel, is here with us and comes to us now. Every day is an Advent, because in Christ, our Emmanuel, God is with us. God comes to us in the waters of baptism. God comes to us in the bread and the wine at communion. God comes to us through God's word. And God comes to us through our communities of faith. So yes, we wait and watch for the Christ child. We wait and watch for what is to come, and we receive Emmanuel, God, with us, even now. Jesus emptied himself fully and completely to be born as a human, to be one with us and among us. Jesus will come again and make all things new, and he comes today. As you come forward, dip your hands in the water and make the sign of the cross on your forehead, remembering that Jesus comes to you in the waters of baptism. And when you take and receive the bread and the wine, take and receive Christ into your very being, and let God strengthen you and keep you in his grace. For this our Advent journey and all that is to come. Amen.
Living together in hope and trust, let us confess our faith with the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was received by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
We prepare for the fullness of Christ's presence. Let us pray for the world that yearns for new hope. Gracious God, we rejoice in the gifts of your Spirit. Equip the global church to magnify your love and peace in every land. We pray for the work of the Lutheran World Federation and the ELCA Global Mission. God, in your mercy, abundant God, we rejoice in your creation. Revive lands we have squandered and depleted. Make gardens flourish in cities and neighborhoods. Cleanse polluted air and water so living things may breathe, drink, and praise you. God, in your mercy, righteous God, we rejoice in your justice. End racism and oppression. Deliver all who are unjustly imprisoned or persecuted. Reconcile nations and peoples in conflict. Help us pray for our enemies. God, in your mercy, healing God, we rejoice in your compassion. Comfort any in distress because of worry, illness, or loss, especially Dean, Teresa, Jean, Gary and Judy, Bill, Carrie, Bonnie, Boyd, Mike, Scott, Neil, Paul and Carolina, the family of Jean Queen, our friends and family listed in the bulletin, and those we now name aloud on our lips and silently in our hearts. Strengthen and protect health care workers, rescue teams, crisis counselors, and all who risk themselves to keep others safe. God, in your mercy. Abiding God, we rejoice in your company. Give us calm and patient hearts as we gather with family and friends this season. Keep us mindful of those for whom this season is not happy. Console the grieving and surround them with loving support. God, in your mercy. Faithful God, we rejoice with Mary, Mother of our Lord, and with all the saints that your mercy endures for all generations. Look with favor on those who have died and lead us to joyfully sing of your everlasting promises. God, in your mercy.
God of our longing, you know our deepest needs. By your Spirit, gather our prayers and join them with the prayers of all your children. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. I invite you to share Christ's peace with those around you.
Let us pray. God of our waiting and watching, we offer the gifts of our hearts and our lives to the service of all your people. Prepare the way before us as we meet you in this simple meal through Jesus Christ, our pathway and our peace. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. You comforted your people with the promise of the Redeemer, through whom you will also make all things new, in the day when he comes to judge the world in righteousness. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy One, the beginning and the end, the giver of life, blessed are you for the birth of creation. Blessed are you in the darkness and in the light. Blessed are you for your promise to your people. Blessed are you in the prophet's hopes and dreams. Blessed are you for Mary's openness to your will. Blessed are you for your Son Jesus, the Word made flesh. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Let us proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. With this bread and cup, we remember your word dwelling among us, full of grace and truth. We remember our new birth in his death and resurrection. We look with hope for his coming. Come, Lord Jesus. Holy God, we long for your Spirit. Come among us. Bless this meal. May your word take flesh in us. Awaken your people. Fill us with your light. Bring the gift of peace on earth. Come, Holy Spirit. All praise and glory are yours, Holy One of Israel, Word of God incarnate, Power of the Most High, one God now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Come to Christ's banquet. Feast on God's gift, grace. the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray. Most High God, you have come among us at this table by the Spirit's power formed to be bearers of your word, sharing gifts of mercy and grace with all. Through Jesus Christ, our host and our guest. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Amen. Let us say our mission statement. As united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world. Rest in God, rise to serve.